everybody. Welcome back to Ping. This is episode 188. It's a lot of episodes of us bringing you all the news that people are pinging each other about. Joining me, as always, the one and only Mark DeFalco. Yay! So, Mark DeFalco, people have been noticing that your name is not properly given credit in the description. In fact, Gordon Beaming feels that you're being slighted by the many, many producers of this show.
If only I knew someone who had access to modify that.
This is right. See, I don't know how to do these things. Well, you're the dev.
It's inside little scoop here. There's
a script.
There's contributor access, and then there's like admin access, and then there's dev team access above that. We actually have our own level above everything that we can do.
So there's stuff that you can do that I can't do.
Yeah.
Is there anything that I need to want to be able to do?
Basically, a lot of it revolves around the live event.
Can I ban
the actual
people?
Homepage. I don't know. Maybe. I can give you access to ban people, sure.
That's right.
We've got moderators for everything. We're watching you.
Now, you have moderators. This is interesting. So we have moderators for Channel 9 that are not Channel 9 employees?
That are not Channel 9 employees, yes.
So they're like good MVP contributors?
It's a lot like MVPs. People who have been around Channel 9 a long time, people who contribute, people in the forums. Blowdart is one of them.
Do they have admin access?
Not admin. I don't know. I think they're moderator access.
Which is what?
It's in between. Moderator lets you go.
What can they do?
So for the forums, they can remove posts, they can report things as spam, and then we have logs in the back so we can see who's reporting.
Can they ban people?
I don't know. I
just want to ban people.
The thing is, the problem is, when I log into the site, all of the buttons light up.
Like, I can ban, you can do anything.
Everything. The only thing I can't do is remove myself from being an admin or something like that.
So you are to be feared.
Something like that.
And revered.
I have direct database access. It's not like I need any of the permissions. So.
That's right.
So we'll figure it out. We'll figure out how to edit text.
Gordon Beaming, we will figure it out. And hopefully we can also figure out how to pick the colors in your photograph not inverted. Because that's a very 1980s music video trick. So we'll get working on that. And the other quick comment was that you are wearing orange. Are you a fan of orange, or is the orange as a result of being a Bronco fan?
Both. I became a Broncos fan when I was a kid, when I went out to Denver to visit some family.
Because you're not from Denver.
No, I'm from New Jersey.
So you should be in green. You should be a Jet fan.
You know, for whatever reason, I enjoyed sports a bunch as a kid. I didn't really have a favorite football team. I didn't, the Jets, Giants, whatever. My family really didn't have
a
team.
Who are you? You shouldn't even be well, at least it's Jersey. If you were from New York, I might have to cut you in the back.
But they play in Jersey, which is the funny part.
Well, you know. It's touchy.
But no, I'm a fan of orange and a fan of the Broncos salmon.
Okay, right on. Well, I wore salmon today. I just thought I'd support. It's a pinkish color. But my living room is actually a lot of orange tones in it. Probably not necessary for Ping. Let's start the show. All right, Mark. So one of the commercials that I've been enjoying lately that Microsoft produced is where they take... you know, our Surface, and then the voice of Siri, and they sort of say, oh, I don't have a USB port and all this stuff, sort of poking fun,
right,
at Siri and the iPad and whatever. But one of the things that people like is Siri and this idea that you can just talk to your device and have it answer questions. And rumors have it, we cannot confirm nor deny.
Because we know nothing.
We know nothing. But there is buzz, people are pinging, and there are rumors that we, Microsoft, are working on a similar technology, and the supposed name of this rumored technology, which I think is so awesome, is Cortana.
Yeah, so for those of you who don't know, like Cortana is the...
Cortana. I'll go with that. I'll admit wrong when that falls. Cortana.
Was the AI that's installed to Master Chief in the Halo series. So all throughout the series, she's kind of your... initially, it's kind of like your tutorial, telling you how to move. But as the story progresses, it becomes much more involved. Becomes a your only friend, really, because Master Chief
is kind of this.
She's
beautiful and blue.
She's like half cyborg, half hologram, half data disc, whatever. But yeah, she guides you through the entire game. So I guess that's the idea.
This is genius, you know, especially with all of the buzz about Steve Ballmer. We're one company. What better way to integrate? Like, the voice of all-knowing, you know?
I do know how to pick 'em.
Lucky me.
And even if you're not a Halo fan, it's still, you know, now it's just a voice and you'll get it, but if you are a Halo fan, this is, like, totally awesome.
Right, yeah.
For
Nintendo has, like, Mario, and Sega had Sonic.
Right.
We have Master Chief, and Cortana is that kind of part of it. But the idea is really cool. Again... I wish I knew more about it. If you're on that team, yeah, hey.
Yeah, there's a bunch of like rumors saying it was originally called the Z Cortana app, and you know, or Cortana, sorry. So no one's really giving too much information, but Stefan Weiss from Bing has sort of confirmed that they are working on something. And they'll announce it when it's revolutionary and not evolutionary, yeah. Which I like that quote. So whatever it is, hopefully it's something. Hopefully they go with the buzz. If they hadn't thought of it, let's just jump on that bandwagon now and use the voice of Cortana, who apparently is a girl. Who lives right here in Seattle.
Jen Taylor, a local voice actor. I actually just looked up to see what else she's done. Most recently, one of my favorite games, Dota 2. She's the voice of Lena.
There we go. We should
Wind
get
Runner
her on the show, and she can just be all-knowing.
Yes, yes. All these things. She actually has done a ton of games, Left 4 Dead, and stuff for Valve, stuff for Nintendo, stuff for Microsoft.
So. She's got a pretty cool career. I wish I was her.
Yeah.
All right, we want to offer a big, fat congratulations to Nokia Windows Phones, because apparently they have just won PC Mag's End User Business Choice Award for 2013. So... there we go. So we beat out other phones which are traditionally known for business, maybe like BlackBerry, even Droid.
Yep.
And so they are the end user choice, which is great. One little story here I want to tell. So I was just talking about Nokia Windows phones.
Mm-hmm.
I was just hanging out with Larry Herb, Xbox Live's Major Nelson.
Not drama names or anything.
No. And he was at GamesCon in Germany. And he went to take a picture from his hotel room with his Nokia Lumia 1020 from his hotel room to send to his wife. Hey, honey, there I am. So he looked down to the beautiful courtyard below and a lovely picture filled with roses and bushes and trees and just people sunbathing, and it was wonderful. When he zoomed in, the 46 megapixels in, there was a naked German butt. This is a true story. He just showed me this picture. You zoom all the way in, and there's a guy sunbathing. Just, you know, luckily it was his backside up.
Stop the program.
You know, I was waiting. He tells a story. Like, he zooms in. I'm like, oh, what is it going to be?
Yeah. So,
you know, not
I'm
as bad
saying,
for my mind.
Not only should we win the best business award, but everybody needs a phone that can do that, right? I think we should win Best Consumer Award, Best Family Award.
I would say one of the things you can do with such a high-resolution image is you can crop it and still get a very good high-resolution image.
There you go. I mean,
so that you can solve problems
like that. You know, I had to
like
give him a little joke. I'm like, you knew that was there. We know why you pointed the camera in that direction. Come on, Major Nelson. But anyway, congratulations to Nokia. All right, Mark, so this is a big announcement, and people are excited about this, and apparently this is something that people really, really wanted from Outlook,
yep.
And that is that they now support devices with IMAP support, right?
Right.
I am going to defer to you, because I've read the article twice, and I still wasn't exactly sure what IMAP support and OAuth support is and all that stuff,
right.
So I'm going to let you tell me what this is and why I care.
So first, I thought it was really cool that they actually confirmed it during an AMA on Reddit, so I was actually checking it
out. Yeah, that's kind of cool.
I was following through, and someone asked, they're like, oh, so when is IMAP support coming? Like I said, it's pretty popular. And they said, we're pleased to announce, like, we were waiting for this. It was all a giant setup just to announce we have support.
So they could say, the people asked.
Yes, well, just because you said right now. We got it right now. So IMAP support is a protocol. So clients, most clients support IMAP amongst other protocols like POP3.
Right.
Fewer services support it. So a lot of clients could use it if the server does. Now we do. What that lets you do is IMAP is really good for keeping track of multiple devices connecting to your email and keeping all that state on the server. So POP is more of a let me just go and get kind of a listing of stuff, and then we're gonna do stuff locally, and then later on we're gonna go ping the server and let them know what happened and sync back and forth, and it's kind of a delayed thing.
Okay.
It works. It's fine. But what Outlook.com has now with IMAP is full, like, you stay connected while you're using your device. So when I hit red on here,
immediately on
everywhere
your laptop.
Else, if I have it open on a browser on my laptop, or if I have it connected to, you know, another client, like the Windows 8 Mail client, it'll all sync up. It also does tracking like flags and if I've replied to it and things like that. Server-side search is a really big one, because a lot of times you want to look for an email, like, you know, You ever have this happen to you where you booked a flight like 2 months ago and you only have 7 days of email on your phone? You're like, well, where is it?
Search more on the server.
So it enables that. So there's a lot of those cool features that you get from it.
Sweet. So all of a sudden I'm going to notice my emails sort of working better and talking to each other more, and otherwise I wouldn't have known.
Yeah, it should just be more immediate access, more things coming back and forth a little easier.
Like, I've definitely noticed where I would check my email at work or at home on my phone, and when I get to my office, I still have 80 emails, and I'm like, oh, I'd have to go delete them all.
Go back or resync on your phone and force it to do it. So now it's instant. Yep, should all go away, and you should get all the features for that. OAuth was another thing that lets other clients kind of connect for you. So if they're third-party apps, you can let them kind of connect up and do it. So a lot of good stuff coming from their team. Props for me from me to them.
I was like, look at
props
you.
To me props for Mark. Talking about it. No, props to them for doing the AMA and Reddit. I really like when these teams are going out, putting themselves out there. Not usually the most Microsoft-friendly place, but they're putting themselves out there.
Yeah, maybe that's changing because they've done a few of these now.
Yeah.
Right on. So there you go. I'm App Support. All right, important information for those of you who don't follow at Microsoft Store on Twitter, although I mean, most people do, right?
More people than follow at Mark DeFalco.
There you go. Anyway, if you were not following at Microsoft Store, they had a really interesting tweet that says, bring your iPad 2, 3, or 4 to a Microsoft Store and get a $200 gift card towards a Surface. So go to one of our brick-and-mortar stores,
yep.
Bring in your old device, iPad 2, 3, or 4, and they actually, I did a little digging, it actually says that $200 is the least you can get. You could get more.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm assuming maybe
assuming
if it's
like
newer.
If it's like an iPad 4 condition, if it comes with accessories and stuff like that.
Yeah, it says, obviously the device needs to be, I think, gently used was the...
Right, yeah.
Which most people keep their devices.
No, like crayon marks on it.
You know, not covered in like beer and Doritos.
Or if you're one of those people who uses the cat apps. Like cat toys, like a little mouse running around, you smack it and...
Yeah, so then you're out of the $200
bid.
But otherwise, what a great idea to sort of encourage people to try something that maybe they wouldn't have tried.
Yeah, and a lot of people look to upgrade those devices anyway, right? You're a couple years behind now. There's newer features you'd like to get. Here's your chance. We're going to let you get a cheap way into getting into a Surface.
I wonder what Microsoft Wii is going to do with the iPads that they collect. I'm assuming just recycle them.
Bonfire.
But it would be great if we could just do them all in like a big, massive, like, will it blend segment or something? Just have an idea.
If I can go and expense a blend tech, that'd be clutch.
I mean, there's an opportunity here. I'm just saying, you don't want to overlook it.
Yeah, so available at Microsoft, the brick and mortar stores, not Microsoft.com.
Right, you can't do it online. Because how are you going to hand in your iPad online?
Right.
Come on.
So go bring it in, get your money back, and then look around what's in the stores. If you haven't been in one, they're actually really cool.
Yeah, they are really cool.
Big
Sometimes
people
performs. All right, buddy, that wraps up the show this week. But we want to hear your thoughts on all the stories that we talked about, and specifically the Cortana rumors. There's actually a thread on the message boards on the Channel 9 Coffee House, which is sort of what sparked our conversation.
Right.
So we're watching, we're paying attention. And I wanted to call out real quick before we left. One of the guys said they were talking about the potential for cool names, and he said, you know, who are we kidding? Microsoft is going to name it Microsoft Voice Configuration Foundation, which is sadly...
2012.
Sometime. R2. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hopefully they keep the name Cortana. Or if there's a couple people that think that maybe I should be the voice, I'm just saying I'm available. I'm available and I can lay on the heavy accent from the East Coast or I can take it off. I can go both ways. So I'm just saying it's an option. All right, follow me on Twitter at Elfoy.
At Mark DeFalco. I'm round in the corner, almost breaking 100.
Let's do it. Break 100 by next week. Come on, people.